Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima. The morning news read by Jonas Yantan. Swachhata Hi Seva Abhiyan 2024 is being celebrated from today across the country and will end on 2nd October. The theme for this year is Swabhav Swachhata Sanskara Swachhata. This event marks a significant milestone as the Swachh Bharat Mission celebrates its 10th anniversary this year. A series of events as part of the Swachhata Hi Seva 2024 campaign will be launched across the states, including Nagaland. A state-level launching program organized by a joint collaboration of SPM Urban and SPM Grameen Nagaland with Kohima Municipal Council will be held at the Nagaland Secretariat today. Principal Secretary PHET E. Monbemo Button will launch the campaign and administer the Swachhata Pledge, followed by a cleanliness drive of the Secretariat Office campus. All central government ministries and states have planned various citizen engagement activities across the country. Under the whole of government approach, all states, union territories, chief ministers, central ministries and local bodies will participate to ensure a nationwide movement for cleanliness. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurated and laid the foundation stone of multiple development projects worth more than 8,000 crore rupees at Ahmedabad in Gujarat yesterday. Modi flagged off the country's first Namo Bharat rapid rail between Ahmedabad and Pooch and six Vande Bharat trains. He also handed over completed houses under both the urban and rural segments of the Pradhan Mantri Awas Yojana PMAY to the beneficiaries in the state. He also sanctioned more than 30,000 houses under PMAYG. Addressing the gathering, Modi said, "This is a golden time for the country." He said a Namo Bharat rapid rail has also been flagged off, which will prove to be a milestone in the urban connectivity. Prime Minister said the Union Government has taken unprecedented decisions during the last 100 days for the welfare of every section of society, and several projects related to rail, road, port and air connectivity were inaugurated. In pursuance of the announcement in the Union Budget 2024-25, Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman will launch the NPS Vatsalya scheme tomorrow in New Delhi. Finance Ministry said that during the event, Sitharaman will also launch an online platform for subscribing to NPS Vatsalya, release of scheme brochure and distribute permanent retirement account number cards to new minors subscribers. The NPS Vatsalya scheme will allow parents to save for their children's future by investing in a pension account and ensuring long-term wealth with the power of compounding. The scheme offers flexible contributions and investment options, allowing parents to invest 1,000 rupees annually in the name of the child. An e-auction gifts received by Prime Minister Narendra Modi will begin today. Union Culture Minister Gajendra Singh Shekhawat announced this in New Delhi yesterday during a press briefing. The minister urged people to participate in the e-auction as it will serve a noble purpose, contributing to the Namami Gange Fund. He said this year marks the sixth installment of the auction. It was initially launched in 2019. People can bid for their favorite memento from today. The online auction will continue till the 2nd of October. Individuals who are interested in taking part in the process can register and participate through the official website pmmementos.gov.in. This year, nearly 600 mementos are exhibited for auction. These include distinguished artworks, meticulously crafted temple models, Hindu deities and the shoes of Paralympians. And India has won 16 medals and medallions of excellence at World Skills 2024 in Lyon, France. The accolades include 4 bronze in patisserie and confectionery, Industry 4.0, hotel reception and renewable energy. In addition to that, the Indian delegation earned 12 medallions of excellence, a testament to their exceptional skills and consistent performance across various traits. congratulating the contingent, Union Skill Development and Entrepreneurship Minister Jayant Chowdhury said their dedication and hard work has made the nation proud. He said the government will continue to support and nurture talent, enabling more young Indians to excel on global platforms. The event saw more than 1,400 participants from over 70 countries competing in diverse skill categories. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Have a nice day.